present in this moment, grounding into wherever you're seated, just feeling the breath move through your pussy. Maybe you can notice areas that feel tight and tender. Maybe you're feeling numbness. Maybe you're already feeling pleasure. Just let your experience be whatever is happening for you now. What's happening for you now is perfect, just as it needs to be for you to connect with your body, to connect with your pussy, and to connect to your pleasure. And then slowly place both hands on your abdomen, your tips of your index fingers touching your pubic mound, your thumbs resting close to your belly button, if not on your belly button. Just feeling the weight and heat of your hands on your lower belly. As you just connect to the area of your pussy. If she's inviting you in, if she's open, you can go ahead and bring your hands down to your pubic mound. Gently start massaging your soft flesh there. Just noticing, you can just do gentle acupressure point taps, or you can just do gentle squeezing of the tissues. Just noticing what your body needs. Noticing where there's tight points, where there's tension. Continue massaging there as we're going to trace a diamond shape through our pelvic floor. So the top of the diamond is your pubic mound. Gently following your pubic mound towards the creases between your thighs, down towards the center point, kind of like where your sit bones would be if you were seated. Just massaging there, massaging in gentle circles, feeling your pussy lips open and close as you massage in circles. Just notice if there's any tension there. So this is right on your groin muscles. Is there more sensitivity on the right or the left? Or are they both sensitive? Noticing how your body is responding. Playing with the amount of pressure, playing with the speed. Just allowing your pelvic floor to relax, your pussy to release and open. And then gently with your left hand, working your way down towards your anus. We're not necessarily going in the anus, but down kind of like towards where your tailbone would be, coming down towards the point of the diamond. It's kind of right on where your perineum is. So you're going to be past the entrance of your vagina, but just before your anus, unless you can reach your hand all the way down to where your tailbone rests. My arms aren't quite long enough for that, so I always tend to massage my perineum. And then gently working your way up to to your clitoris, finding your clitoris. And right now, just use your hands just to see if you can find where this is located on your body. And again, the idea isn't to necessarily stimulate and excite the clitoris. It's a very, very excitable organ, but it's more of just to kind of see where it's positioned in your body. Noticing how she responds, what kind of touch she likes. Does she like a lot of oil? And then gently working your way down to the U spot. So your urethral opening. So just above that, between your clitoris. Notice, does she like the same motions as your clitoris? Does she like spiral sensations, or does she like tapping? And then working your way down closer to your vagina, down to the V spot, your vestibule. Notice how she likes to be touched. Again, either with your fingers or if you have a dildo. Right at the opening here. And then again, come in and check in with your pet pussy. See if she's ready for any penetration, if she's willing to play with inside sensations. It's okay if it's a no for today. Just hold your hands over your pussy and just feel what she has to say. Just mentally go with me to these areas instead of physically inserting anything into your body. If your body is ready for insertion, if she's inviting you in, we're going to move through and we're going to find the G spot. Now, you can still use your fingers for this spot, or if you want to use a dildo, like, you're more than welcome to do that. But we're finding this ridged, ripply surface, about an inch, maybe 2 inches, inside the front wall of your vagina. So facing forward. It could be, you might feel extremely sensitive here. It could feel extremely pleasurable, a little numb. Doesn't matter what sensation is showing up, just noticing what sensations are present. There's no way your body should feel, there's no way this should feel for your body. So it's just learning how to be present right now and allowing your body to communicate to you how she feels, why she's feeling the way she's feeling, what she needs. And then from there, I want you to gently press around the side of your vagina, doesn't matter which direction, working your way towards the back. So back towards your spine. Finding the O spot. Noticing if this area has pleasure, if there's tension. As you breathe, we still have that same sensation as the your pussy expanding on your inhales and releasing on your exhales. So you can use this motion if it's very tender, just to hold that spot and let your breath pulse in and out through your vaginal wall, stimulating that area. Or maybe it feels better just to hold and push. Maybe you just need gentle taps. Maybe you can rock back and forth. just playing around with what feels good here, what helps this area open, what creates more space. And then we're going to gently press along the other side of your vaginal wall back to the front, back to your G-spot. And then if you're able, if your pussy is ready, if she's willing, if she's saying yes, you may go further. You can either insert your fingers if you can reach further up towards your A spot, which is going to be the spot right actually up next to your cervix. You may have to get a crystal dildo for this if you don't feel your arms are long enough, or you can prop your butt up underneath a pillow. That might help you give a little bit more room to kind of work around with there. And you're going to kind of know if you're up next to the cervix, because it's going to be like this firm, there's going to be a firm, like this firm little donut shape piece that you're going to be pushing into with your fingers. And you can play around with a little bit to kind of see where the A spot is. If you have to move a little bit more onto the lining of the cervix, or if it's more towards your vaginal wall. And the cervix is very, very tender. So a lot of times it's just this gentle pressing, gentle tapping up and down. At least what I found helps kind of open and relax, but it has to be, it's not like a jackhammer. It's not going fast. But this gentle rhythm, just pressing in and releasing, and play around with the pressure, see what pressure works best for you. And then gently taking your finger from the front, working your way down one side of your vagina towards the back, working your way to the P spot. So that's, again, still right next to your cervix, but towards the back of your vaginal wall. Just noticing how this spot feels. Noticing if you want to press more pressure into your vaginal wall, or if you want to do that light pressing up into kind of like the outer wall of your cervix. And again, there's no need to necessarily go anywhere. Just noticing what's coming up. And then gently pressing along the side of your vaginal wall back up towards the front, back up towards the A spot. And then gently, whatever you have inserted in your body, gently squeeze your vaginal walls around. Try to see if you can't get all four spots to squeeze. It's okay if it doesn't necessarily happen the first time, or if it doesn't feel like you're doing anything at all. Just squeeze on your inhale. Exhale, gently lower, not all the way up, but kind of go halfway down. Hold here, inhale and squeeze. Exhale, and again, allowing to lower all the way down just inside the entrance of your vagina. Holding here, inhale one more time, squeezing. And then exhale, release, bringing your hands back to your belly. Just noticing what's moved here. Noticing how your vagina feels. Just breathing here.